Warning, the following, thingy, may contain language and ideas that would cause internal bleeding. Please keep your minds inside the vehicle at all times. Arms and legs, optional.
Welcome to the inaugural edition of Fortnite Tonight, where we go against that sage piece of advice, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. I'm your humble narrator, Ryan Livingston. What exactly is Fortnite Tonight? Now there's a stupid question. Need you even ask? Honestly, I don't know. I guess I'm just bored. So let's kick off this train wreck with some news. Top story, Serenity Strikes Back. On September 30th, sci-fi fans at a theater near you were vindicated as the long-awaited, critically acclaimed movie Serenity premiered. Serenity is based on a show called Firefly, which despite good ratings, a cult following, and good writing, was cancelled by Fox. This was to be expected due to Firefly's inherent lack of makeovers and monkeys. Serenity, in its first weekend, made it to number 2, raking in over $10 million. It should be noted that number 1 only had $5 million more, and opened in 1,000 more screens. So, box office bash, coupled with record DVD sales of Firefly, should equal a green light for more projects by creator Joss Whedon. Should, but probably won't, because that makes sense and stuff. And speaking of good ideas, he said sarcastically, Florida passed a new self-defense law last week, stating that you can open fire when you feel threatened. This is based on English common law, where it says that every man's home is his castle, and therefore he should be able to protect his castle. Even if that does include having 12 polished brass cannon on the prime. However, castle in this day and age is an ambiguous term, and has expanded to your car, your cubicle, the checkout line, across the street, or your neighboring country. Now, I can perfectly well see this for the home. If some dude breaks in and shouldn't be in my house, I should be able to open fire, strike him down, and leave him there instead of having to drag him out on the front lawn as used to be. However, I don't want some hypochondriac in the theater thinking that he can shoot me just because I sneezed and gave him the flu or something. Now, I know that won't hold up in court, but that doesn't make much never mind because I'm dead. And now for the scientific equivalent of that story. Researchers have rebuilt the 1918 Spanish flu from scratch. Scientists harvested DNA remnants from corpses buried in Alaska. The permafrost preserved infected lung tissue where the quote-unquote blueprints for the virus were found. They claim to be doing this so they can get a better understanding of the newbie to the pathogen world, the avian flu. Little do the researchers realize that the avian flu is alive and well and happy to go home with any of the researchers. The first flag that this was a bad idea should have gone up when they had to search for somebody killed by the virus. And now for some news from NewWorldOtter.com. The site responsible for the claptrap you're listening to. Well, we've gone and redone the content management system yet again. This time we converted it to Mambo. The hope's this time to actually become organized, which if you've not realized by now is like herding snails. Oh, we'll get there, eventually, and providing there's no salty snacks in the way. Mambo is a pretty snazzy tool that can make a decent website in about a few minutes. One caveat for your novices, though, is you'll probably be using one of their templates for quite a while. The style sheet is a beast to work with. I cheated. I used tables, which, if you go by most web design snobs, it is the equivalent to wearing socks with sandals. Something else I just don't see the harm in. As for what's coming up for the NWOT, more of the same, really. Or, if you prefer, less of the same. Whatever keeps you coming back. And finally, a sad goodbye to comic legend Ronnie Barker. He was the star of such classic Britcoms as Porridge and Open All Hours. Barker was 76. Well, that's it for now. Log on to newworldauditor.com for this episode's show notes, including links to all these stories, and some clips of Ronnie Barker in action. Tune in about 2 weeks' time, that's a fortnight for all you non-old English speakers, where we'll do this thing again, only differently. Good night, and insert snappy catchphrase here.